So Shishi of Yisro of the Aseres HaDibros. And of course there we have the preamble to Aseres HaDibros, which we think we discussed in years past. Vayomer Hashem Moshe Leichred, Ve'alisa Ve'atavi Aron Imach. Moshe Rabbeinu had objected, but the emphasis here being V'nafal Mimeno Rav, Afilu Yachim Mikem Nachshav L'fanei Rav, the inimitable quality of the individual, Asay B'timos Tiyakno, Nivra Adam Yachidi, which is so elemental to our perspective, and indeed, it's why a person is an olam male, and mekayim nefesh achas is mekayim an olam male, and ma'abed nefesh achas is ma'abed an olam male. V'nafal mimenu rav, afilo yachad mikem nechshav l'fanei rav. Then we go into the dibros themselves, and the emphasis, of course, at the beginning is on the mitzvah of anochi. The mitzvah is understood by the Rambam and the Ramban and the Chinuch, with all the subtleties between them, against the Bahag, that it's kind of a preamble. Then we get into the Yisurei Avodah Zarah. So the Ramban here has an extensive treatise on the Yisurei Avodah Zarah. He says there are Shlosha Minei Avodah Zarah. One of them relates to what we refer to as Elohim Acherim, Kochavim, and Mazalos, that people misinterpreted as divinities of different kinds. And then there are sort of human elements. So what happened with Paro, Nebuchadnezzar, and Sancheirav, a people... The Ramban says they weren't Shotim, but they were Rishayim Gemurim, that what happened was is people conflated human power with divine power. They thought if Nebuchadnezzar is so powerful, so there must be some divine attribute, and people hope to advance themselves. And then people started worshipping Amin HaShlishi, that he refers to as Shedim, the Ruach HaToma, kind of demonistic forces that the Ramban says even the Torah kind of disparages, Chadashim Mikarov Bo, Lo Sarum Avoseicham. Okay, so those are the Minei Avodah Zarah. Now the Ramban is very fascinated by the Chumra of Avodah Zarah, especially the terminology of Hashem Elokecha Keol Kanoa. And this is where you find the really a tantalizing Ramban Lashitasa. So we talked in the previous Aliyah about the notion of Mamlechas Kohanim Egoi Kadosh Lashitas HaRamban. The Ramban believes that Mamlechas Kohanim is Mamlechas Misharsim, contra, let's say, the Sforno, who later on said it was a Mamlecha of educators, Yor Mishpatech Eliyakov, contra Rashi, who says that Mamlechas Kohanim is Mamlechas Sarim. So he says it's Mamlechas Misharsim, that we're the Misharsei Kel, but that affords us a certain privilege, that is the privilege of Uladav Kabo, of that intimacy. So when a person is over the Yisra Avodah Zarah, the Ramban says, it's a Begida Ki'ish V'ishto. Right, you're taking something which should be an exquisitely intimate bond and betraying and violating that bond, and that's what causes the wrath, Hashem Elokecha Kel Kanoa. We, of course, only find that language in the context of the Isra Avodah Zarah, and hence, somebody who's a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah is a Mumar L'Chol HaTorah Kula. He's repudiating the entirety of the relationship, and when a member of Klal Yisrael does Avodah Zarah, right, so then it's a unique betrayal because there was a unique intimacy there. And when one thinks about the Kutim, of course, the Geri Arayos with an Aleph, that in Eretz Kut, when they were doing Avodah Zarah, so, the expectations weren't really there because Kadosh Baruch Hu is sovereign over the entire world, Hashem Aratzum Loa Tevel Yosheva, but through intermediaries in the Ramban's cosmology, in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael proper, right, the beginning of the year, the end of the year, Kadosh Baruch Hu was looking directly at it. So when they came to Eretz Yisrael, so they were held to a much higher standard. But the idea is for Am Yisrael to engage in Avodah Zarah, so that is an enormous betrayal because we are the Mamlechas Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh, so we are those who have been afforded the opportunity of Ladav Kabo, Kadoshim Tiyuki Kadoshani Hashem Elokeichem. And so distancing ourselves from that or alienating ourselves from that bond makes the Yisra Avodah Zarah uniquely chamor. So the Ramban then says a triple lishita. So he adds a third point. He says that's what really, what it means that Anochi v'lo yelecha mipi agivura shima anum. That of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the entire Aseres HaDibros, and the Jewish people heard them in the auditory sense of the term, but they didn't, from a cognitive standpoint, it didn't understand what each one was saying. With the exception of Anochi and Lo Yelecha, those we understood with utter clarity. Those are what the Ramban refers to as Ikar HaTorah. Anochi is the Mitzvah Saseh Shebo, right? That's the obligation to know and to God in the sense of knowing that He is God and He created the world and He runs the world and we must serve Him. And lo yelecha Elohim acherim means that we cannot accept the divinity of any other force, whether, again, it falls into category one, it's a kochav, whether it's a person, category two, whether it's some kind of a ruach hatoma, shedim, number three, they're all prescribed, they're all completely prohibited for us. That we understood clearly, and we heard it directly from God itself. So now you see that when the Ramban is really doing with the Isra Avodah Zarah, is he's saying, Hashem pronounced that to us himself. That was given over in a form of intimacy that isn't associated with any other lav in the entire Dibros and the entire Torah writ large. And that is meant to be, like, I think, a critically important point that we should all conceptualize, that for the Ramban, the entire nature of the Yisrael Desire is one of betrayal. So it's only a full betrayal if we heard the command directly from God. So again, the Ramban holds, since Ramban Lachas Koni Megoy Kadosh, where there's unique intimacy. Avodah Zarah, the Chumra Saavedra, is the betrayal of that intimacy. The third Ramban that fits then perfectly into this framework is the idea that we heard that, Mipi Agivura Shemanum, we heard that, we understood that directly from Hashem.